In the information technology business, cybersecurity used to be called information assurance because the main goal was to protect the integrity of the computing environment. But that's not necessarily the case in the Air Force, according to Major Michael Basla, Vice Commander of the Air Force Space Command.
Mission assurance is our focus here and our number one goal in current cyber operations. It's not information assurance, which is really where the community I came from focused on in the past. Mission assurance provides capabilities to work through attacks and to allow Air Force missions to continue. We're moving full throttle to build our cyberspace force and deal with the challenges that I've spoken of. Air Force's cyber expertise now increases our abilities to protect and operate our networks.
Basla recently spoke to a Pentagon Bloggers Roundtable from the home of the Air Force Space Command at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado. He was asked to give us a personnel snapshot of the 24th Air Force, also known as the Air Force Space Command, whose mission encompasses both space and cyberspace.
Under 24th Air Force, active and civilian is about 5,900, and our reserve component from Air Force Reserve Command and the Air National Guard is another 11,000. And in fact, you know that we have a ceiling, active duty ceiling, all the services do in our Air Force, and we've been working real hard to get under that ceiling. We had exceeded that by a small amount. We're working hard to get under that.
With cybersecurity becoming an increasingly important part of how the Air Force does its job, I asked General Basla how the subject is being handled at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, where today's cadets are training to be tomorrow's leaders.
The Air Force Academy does have a cyberspace operations core curriculum there, and we have gone over there because I've got feedback from the from General Gould, the superintendent over there, who has asked me and others to come by to explain to the young cadets what it means to be a cyberspace officer in our United States Air Force.
As has been noted in the civilian ranks of the cybersecurity industry, Basla says they're hoping to capitalize on this new generation of Air Force cadets.
There's a great deal of interest, I will tell you, and that's the encouraging thing. And it's really because the young people have grown up with computers. They're very comfortable with them, and so they want to understand what their responsibilities will be and how they can get involved. And so I'm encouraged about that.
General Basla explains that the original plan called for 100% of officer candidates for the Air Force cyberspace program to have advanced technical degrees. But recently, he says, that has changed to reflect a more progressive outlook on cybersecurity.
It was originally 100%. We wanted to have tech, math, science, engineering degrees. But we were advised that there are some folks that could come from the social sciences that could contribute, you know, something about looking at the problem a little differently that could contribute to our capabilities. So we've allowed for some exceptions, and how big that exception will be, I'm not quite sure.
Basla says cybersecurity training is also becoming a priority in the enlisted ranks.
Everybody can't step into the cockpit of an aircraft and be a pilot. Everybody can get on the net in the Air Force. And so we've got to develop a cyber wingman construct across the entire force. So now at basic military training at Lackland Air Force Base, we actually have two blocks that introduce what it means to be a good cyber wingman, what it means to take care of the network, good practices, et cetera. I heard last week that our kids get that the second week in there, and then they have a follow-up, I think, the first fifth week.
Basla says there's advanced senior-level cybersecurity training for cadets modeled after what he calls the Space 200 and 300 classes. And there's also post-grad cyber training for Air Force non-commissioned officers. Finally, I asked General Basla what the Air Force is doing for older officers who are interested in advancing their careers through cybersecurity.
I've been working with Lieutenant General Peck from Air University to ensure we have a flag officer level course and a colonel level course that includes cyberspace operations information. We're still in the development on that. They have an information operations course, and we're trying to leverage that. but we're still developing the cyber component to that.
Basla also says cybersecurity training will also factor into the Air Force Weapons School at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada, where cyberspace training will take its place alongside air and space training. Reporting from Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.